Cautionary statements regarding forward-looking statements. Statements in this recording that are not strictly historical, including statements regarding the proposed acquisition, the expected timetable for completing the transaction, future financial and operating results, benefits and synergies of the transaction, future opportunities for the combined businesses, and any other statements regarding events or developments that we believe or anticipate will or may occur in the future may be forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 and involve a number of risks and uncertainties.
There are a number of important factors that could cause actual events to materially differently from those suggested or indicated by such forward-looking statements, and you should not place undue reliance on any such forward-looking statements. These factors include risks and uncertainties related to, among other things, general economic conditions and conditions affecting the industries in which Mallinckrodt and QuestCore operate. The commercial success of Mallinckrodt and QuestCore products, including HP Athcar Gel, Mallinckrodt and QuestCore ability to protect intellectual property, the uncertainty of approval under the Hart-Scott-Rodino Antitrust Improvement Act, the party's ability to satisfy the merger conditions and consummate the merger on the anticipated timeline or at all, the availability of financing, including financing contemplated by the debt commitment letter on anticipated terms or at all, Mallinckrodt's ability to successfully integrate QuestCore operations and employees with Mallinckrodt's existing business, the ability to realize anticipated growth, synergies and cost savings, QuestCore performance, and maintenance of important business relationships, the lack of patent protection for Acphar, and the possible United States Food and Drug Administration approval and market introduction of additional competitive products, QuestCore reliance on Acphar for substantially all of its net sales and profits, QuestCore ability to generate revenue from sales of Acphar to treat on-label indications associated with nephrotic syndrome, multiple sclerosis, infantile spasms, or rheumatology-related conditions, and QuestCore's ability to develop other therapeutic uses for Acphar. Volatility in QuestCore Acphar shipments, estimated channel inventory, and end-user demand, an increase in the proportion of QuestCore Acphar unit sales comprised of Medicaid-eligible patients and government entities, QuestCore's research and development risk, including risk associated with QuestCore work in the area of nephrotic syndrome, lupus, QuestCore's efforts to develop FDA-approved Synaffin, Mallinckrodt's ability to receive procurement and production quotas granted by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, Mallinckrodt's ability to obtain and or timely transfer molybdenum-99 to our technetium-99 generator production facilities, customer concentration, cost containment efforts of customers, purchasing groups, third-party payers and government organizations, Mallinckrodt's ability to successfully develop or commercialize new products, competition, Mallinckrodt's ability to integration of technology, products, and businesses generally, product liability losses and other litigation liability, the reimbursement practices of a small number of large public or private issuers, complex reporting payment obligations under healthcare rebate programs, changes in laws and regulations, conducting business internationally, foreign exchange rates, material health, safety, and environmental liabilities, litigation and violations, information technology infrastructure, and restructuring activities. Additional information regarding the factors that may cause actual results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements is available in Mallinckrodt's SEC filings, including its annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended September 27, 2013, and quarterly reports on 10-Q for the quarterly periods ended December 27, 2013, the SEC filings of Cadence Pharmaceuticals, which was acquired by Mallinckrodt on March 19, 2014, including its annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2013, and QuestCore's SEC filings, including its annual report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2013. The forward-looking statements made herein speak only as of the date hereof, and none of Mallinckrodt, QuestCore, or any of their respective affiliates assume any obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, and developments or otherwise, except as required by law. Important information for investors and shareholders. This communication does not constitute an offer or the solicitation of an offer to buy any security or a solicitation of any vote or approval, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful prior to registration or qualification under the securities laws of such jurisdictions. In connection with the proposed transaction between Mallinckrodt and Crestcor, Mallinckrodt will file with the Securities and Exchange Commission a registration statement on Form S-4 that will include a joint proxy statement of Mallinckrodt and Crestcor's that also constitute a prospectus for Mallinckrodt. The definitive joint proxy statement prospectus will be delivered to shareholders of Mallinckrodt and Crestcor. Investors and security holders of Mallinckrodt and Crestcor are urged to read the definitive joint proxy statement prospectus and other documents that will be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission carefully and in their own entirety when they become available, because they will contain important information. Investors and securities holders will be able to obtain free copies of the registration statement and the definitive joint proxy statement prospectus when available, and other documents filed by the SEC by Mallinckrodt and Crestcor through the website maintained by the SEC at www.sec.gov. Copies of the documents filed with the SEC by Mallinckrodt will be available free of charge on Mallinckrodt's internet website at www.mallinckrodt.com or by contacting Mallinckrodt's Investor Relations Department at 314-654-6650. Copies of the documents filed with the SEC by Crestcor will be available free of charge on Crestcor's internet website at www.crestcor.com or by contacting Crestcor Investor Relations Department at 714-497-4899. Mallinckrodt, Crestcor, their respective directors, and certain of their executive officers and employees may be considered participants in the solicitation of proxies in connection with the proposed transaction. Information regarding the persons who may, under the rules of the SEC, be deemed participants in the solicitation of the Mallinckrodt and Crestcor shareholders in connection with the proposed merger and a description of their direct and indirect interests by security, holdings, or otherwise, will be set forth in the joint proxy statement prospectus when it is filed with the SEC. Information about the directors and executive officers of Mallinckrodt is set forth in its proxy statements for the 2014 annual meeting of stockholders, which was filed with the SEC on January 24, 2014. Information about the directors and executive officers of Crestcor is set forth in its proxy statements for 2013 annual meeting of stockholders, which was filed with the SEC on April 15, 2013.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mallinckrodt Crestcor Investor Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require operator assistance during the program, please press star then zero on your touchtone telephone. As a reminder, today's conference call is being recorded. I would now like to introduce today's conference call, Mr. John Moten. You may begin, sir.
Yes, thank you, and welcome to today's special call, which will be 45 minutes in length. This is John Moten, Vice President of Investor Relations for Mallinckrodt PLC. Participating in today's call are Mark Trudeau, President and Chief Executive Officer of Mallinckrodt, Matt Harbaugh, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Mallinckrodt, and Don Bailey, President and CEO of Crestcor Pharmaceuticals, and Steve Cart, Chief Operating Officer of Crestcor, are here with us as well. Today, Mallinckrodt and Crestcor will be making some forward-looking statements, and it is possible that actual results could be materially different from our current expectations. Please note that we are under no obligation to update the information contained in these forward-looking statements, even if actual results or future expectations change materially. We ask you to please refer to the cautionary statements contained in our SEC filings for a more detailed explanation of the inherent limitations of such forward-looking statements. Earlier today, Mallinckrodt and Crestcor issued a joint press release announcing that they have entered into a definitive merger agreement under which Mallinckrodt will acquire Crestcor in a transaction valued at approximately $5.6 billion. The release is available on the websites of both companies at www.mallinckrodt.com and www.crestcor.com, and a brief slide presentation is available as well. A replay of today's call will be made available on the Investor Relations section of the Mallinckrodt website and will be posted for the next week. Please remember that until the proxy statement is filed, and we're seeking shareholder approval of the proposed transaction, there are limits as to how extensively either company will be able to answer questions related to the other, and each may need to refer you to their publicly available documents. I will now turn the call over to Mark Trudeau, President and Chief Executive Officer of Mallinckrodt. Mark?
Thanks, John, and good morning. Today is another incredibly exciting day in Mallinckrodt's short life as an independent company as we announce a definitive merger agreement whereby Questcor will be acquired by Mallinckrodt in a cash and stock transaction valued at approximately $5.6 billion. The transaction, which we expect to close in the third calendar quarter of 2014, will create an increasingly diversified, high-growth, specialty pharmaceutical company, significantly increase our scale, revenues, cash flow, and profitability, and will add breadth and depth to our growing portfolio of specialty pharmaceutical brands. We're very excited to bring together two fast-growing specialty pharmaceutical companies, creating a strong, sustainable platform for future revenue and earnings growth, and providing exceptional value for shareholders of both Mallinckrodt and Questcor. Importantly, the acquisition will add a new, large, rapidly growing branded product, HP Acthar Gel, to our growing roster of specialty brands. Acthar is an injectable drug approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for 19 indications and is increasingly used in the management of serious, difficult-to-treat autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. By addressing unmet patient needs in a range of therapeutic areas, the product has demonstrated impressive revenue growth in the past few years. We currently expect solid double-digit revenue growth for Acthar to continue in the future, driven by educational efforts and further expansion into indications currently on the Acthar label. Longer term, there's also the possibility of adding new Acthar indications. We believe Acthar will be a strong addition to Mallinckrodt's specialty pharmaceutical segment, currently comprised of our brands, controlled substance specialty generics, and active pharmaceutical ingredients, or API, businesses. Questcor and Acthar are another ideal strategic fit for Mallinckrodt. When added to our recent acquisition of Cadence Pharmaceuticals and Affirmev, we believe we'll see significantly accelerated growth and profitability in the near term. Although Questcor and Mallinckrodt have much in common, they are strategically complementary as well. As Don said in our joint press release, both companies have significant experience and expertise in managing medicines in highly regulated, complex therapeutic areas. And we believe we will be able to support the continued growth of the Questcor portfolio over the long term. Questcor owns the worldwide rights to Acthar. It both manufactures Acthar API and markets Acthar, a naturally derived injectable hormone product that is approved by the FDA for the treatment of 19 indications, including four key areas: multiple sclerosis relapses, proteinuria associated with nephrotic syndrome, certain rheumatology-related conditions, and infantile spasms in children less than 2 years old. Additionally, in January of 2013, Questcor acquired BioVectra, a specialty contract manufacturer, and in June of 2013, Questcor acquired rights from Novartis to develop Synactin and Synactin Depot in the U.S. and certain countries outside the U.S. BioVectra fits well with our significant expertise in manufacturing difficult-to-make therapeutics, and Synactin offers potential opportunities to provide specialty therapeutics worldwide. In addition, Questcor is currently in the early stages of evaluating Synactin in several potential indications being considered for possible U.S. clinical development. I'd now like to walk you through some of the top-line transaction details. Questcor shareholders will receive $30 in cash and 0.897 of Mallinckrodt shares for each share of Questcor common stock. Following the completion of the merger, Questcor shareholders will own approximately 49.5% of the combined company. Upon completion of the transaction, Questcor Commercial Operations will function as a separate business unit within Mallinckrodt's Specialty Pharmaceuticals segment. The unit will be led by Steve Cart, reporting directly to me, and we expect additional Questcor executives will be added to Mallinckrodt's team. Mallinckrodt will increase its board of directors to 12 members, with the addition of three directors from Questcor, each of whom has significant experience at the helm of specialty pharmaceutical companies. These individuals are Angus Russell, Virgil Thompson, and Don Bailey. Melvin Booth, Mallinckrodt's current board chairman, will continue in that role following the close of the transaction, and Mallinckrodt will also continue to be domiciled in Ireland with our principal executive office in Dublin. Following on the heels of the Cadence acquisition, which closed on March 19th of this year, and the FDA approval of PENNSAID 2% in January, and then Zartemis XR on March 12th, our transaction with Questcor is expected to enhance our growth in the specialty pharmaceuticals industry in a number of key ways. As we have said consistently, any transaction we consider must make solid strategic and financial sense, and we believe this one does because it creates a sizable specialty pharma growth platform. This transaction is expected to be highly and immediately accretive, providing significant tax benefits, enhanced cash flow, and improved profitability for the newly combined company. It will add Acthar to our growing roster of brands. These include the recently added Affirmev from Cadence and our base business in Exalgo, Gablofen, PENNSAID 2%, and now Zartemis XR. With our strong portfolio of core controlled substance specialty generics and API, this really accelerates our mix shift to specialty pharma. We also expect to leverage our existing global footprint to extend the value of Acthar for patients and our shareholders long term. This transaction is also consistent with the strategic business development and licensing objectives that we have defined previously to drive growth through opportunities that fit well with our core strengths, increase profit, support our pipeline, and focus on opportunities that are immediately accretive. Combining with Questcor clearly fits these criteria. In summary, we believe that Questcor is an ideal strategic fit with Mallinckrodt, which will accelerate our progress against our goal of becoming a top quartile specialty pharmaceutical company and will create significant and sustainable value for shareholders of both companies. The companies have much in common and are complementary in critical areas, allowing us to achieve, with a single transaction, the breadth of portfolio and channel coverage that would have been difficult and time-consuming to replicate with other smaller transactions. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Don Bailey, President and Chief Executive Officer of Questcor. Don?
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here with you this morning as we announce this compelling merger within the specialty pharmaceuticals industry. Combining our business with Mallinckrodt represents a great next step forward for our company that we expect should provide enormous benefits for employees, customers, and patients, as well as a substantial premium for our shareholders. Let me explain why. Every pharmaceutical business aims to provide a product that demonstrates clear therapeutic value to physicians and that makes a difference in the lives of patients. And every business of any type is trying to provide a product that customers want that is also clearly differentiated from competitive products. If this product also has operating leverage and scalability, then everyone involved, physicians, patients, employees, shareholders, and other stakeholders, can benefit. Acthar has all these characteristics. But Questcor, despite great execution and some portfolio expansion with the acquisition of BioVectra and Synactin, remains largely a one-product company. This transaction solves this key diversification issue for Questcor. Mallinckrodt shares many important characteristics with us, but unlike Questcor, it already has a broad portfolio. The combined company will be even more diversified with several hard-to-manufacture specialty pharmaceutical products. It is also expected to have solid financial and operating leverage, a favorable tax structure, an extensive pipeline consisting of both line extensions and new business opportunities, significant operating cash flow generation, and proven execution. I have every expectation that the combined company can achieve far more than Questcor could on its own. The cash and equity structure of the merger will allow our shareholders to realize significant and immediate value, and with approximately 49.5% ownership of the combined company, our shareholders will also be able to participate in the growth and value creation that we believe the combined company is poised to deliver. Since joining Questcor, I've seen firsthand how a relatively small and focused group of dedicated people can come together, set an important goal, and subsequently achieve it through dogged determination and hard work. In 7 short years, the employees of Questcor have built a strong and growing company and turned Acthar, a very important but long-neglected product, into a franchise that is dedicated to serving the needs of patients who frequently have limited therapeutic options. With this merger agreement, which will combine our most important resources, namely our people and products, with those of Mallinckrodt, I am confident that we can drive our business to the next stage of growth and do even more to serve the needs of those patients. And with Mallinckrodt, we've chosen a great partner to achieve that goal. From our very first discussions with the Mallinckrodt team, it was clear to me that they had a strong understanding and appreciation of what we have built here, and that they place great value on the expertise of our team and the critically important medication Acthar that we manufacture and distribute for the treatment of a variety of difficult-to-treat autoimmune and inflammatory disorders. As Mark mentioned, with Mallinckrodt's long experience in controlled substances and nuclear medicine, we have confidence in their expertise managing medicines in highly regulated, complex therapeutic areas, a great skill set and experience base to help take Questcor and Acthar to the next level. For all these reasons, I strongly believe Mallinckrodt is the right partner for Questcor, our employees, and the patients we serve. I have also been consistently impressed with Mark and the Mallinckrodt leadership team. Mark has more than 30 years of experience in the specialty pharma space, and virtually everyone on his team has a strong background in the industry. I believe that Mallinckrodt will be an excellent steward for Questcor and our products, and I look forward to joining Mallinckrodt's board of directors and working with Mark and the combined teams to drive the company toward continued success. Before turning the call over to Matt Harbaugh, CFO of Mallinckrodt, to go over the specific details of the transaction, I want to make a brief comment about Questcor's first quarter of 2014, which concluded on March 31st. Consistent with the expectations we reviewed on our February 25th earnings call, our 2014 first quarter that just ended experienced a pattern similar to the first quarter of 2013. As expected, prescription levels for Acthar were lower in January and increased as the quarter progressed. In fact, March was a record month for Acthar prescriptions written, and a near-record month for prescriptions paid and shipped. In line with the seasonality we typically see, again as noted on the February earnings call, our expectation is that the first quarter sales will likely be somewhat lower than the fourth quarter of 2013, but also expect to come in substantially higher than last year's first quarter. Now I'll turn the call over to Matt.
Thanks, Don, and let me add my, my welcome to everyone on the call this morning. As Mark said, we entered into a definitive merger agreement under which Questcor shareholders will receive $30 in cash and 0.897 of Mallinckrodt shares for each share of Questcor common stock. Mallinckrodt International Finance SA has entered into debt financing commitments with Barclays Bank that, together with cash on hand, are sufficient to provide the funds necessary to consummate this transaction. Mallinckrodt expects that the financing for this transaction will consist of a combination of a senior secured term loan facility and senior notes. This transaction will be immediately accretive to Mallinckrodt's fiscal year 2014 adjusted diluted earnings per share and is expected to be significantly accretive to our adjusted diluted earnings per share in 2015. As a reminder to those of you on the call not familiar with Mallinckrodt, our fiscal year ends in September. We will provide updated financial guidance for the combined company at a later date following the close of the transaction. The combined company's earnings profile is expected to be significantly enhanced, driven by operating and tax efficiencies, in addition to very significant cash-generating capabilities that we expect will enable us to delever the combined company very quickly, which we fully intend to do. Mallinckrodt will remain domiciled in Ireland. While Mallinckrodt's net debt leverage ratio will improve slightly with this transaction in late fiscal year 2014, we fully expect to see a material decline in net debt leverage in 2015 as we combine the strong cash flow that Mallinckrodt's core businesses generate, in addition to the strong cash flow that both Affirmev and Acthar are also expected to provide. Upon closing of this transaction, approximately 70% of the pro forma fiscal year 2014 revenues of the combined company will come from our specialty pharmaceutical segment of branded and specialty generic pharmaceutical products as well as APIs, which also leverage Mallinckrodt's core competency in managing controlled substances. The transaction announced today is not only consistent with our stated strategy to become a top quartile specialty pharmaceutical company, but accelerates this goal significantly. As Mark noted, Questcor has experiened solid growth over the past few years. In February of 2014, Questcor reported net sales of $798.9 million for calendar year 2013 that ended December 31st, compared to net sales of $509.3 million in 2012. We expect that Questcor's robust cash profile, $337.8 million in operating cash flow for 2013, and the underlying cash-generating capabilities of Mallinckrodt will provide our combined company with significant income that will enable us to delever relatively quickly while also delivering a robust cash flow outlook in the years to come. Note that upon closing, Mallinckrodt will present Questcor's financial results consistent with our September fiscal year-end reporting. Now I'll turn the call back over to Mark, and we'll open up the line for questions.
Thanks, Matt. Operator, can you open the line, please?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or a comment at this time, please press the star, then the one key on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to move yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. Our first question comes from David Anselm with Piper Jaffray.
The question. So, couple of quick questions. Number one is, what can you tell us in terms of your views on the number one, the durability of Acthar, and the barriers for potential generics, and give us some color on your diligence on, you know, manufacturing barriers. And then secondly, this is sort of a high-level question. There's been no shortage of controversy surrounding Questcor over the years. So I guess, can you comment generally to your level of diligence on just, number one, the company's overall business practices, promotional practices, your views on just the overall sustainability of the product, and how you feel how you feel about the merits of all of the comments and allegations that have been levied against the company over the years. I realize it's a high-level question, but I think an important one given the unique nature of the story. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, David, and this is Mark. Obviously, with a transaction of this magnitude, as you can imagine, the degree of due diligence, the depth, the breadth, the thoroughness, and the comprehensiveness of this has really been bigger and broader than anything we've ever done before. And, of course, we involved not only our own internal due diligence activities and experts, but a whole variety of external third-party experts as well. And we considered all available information, both internally generated as well as all externally generated data. And we looked across the spectrum of the QuestCore business, from manufacturing to R&D to commercial to legal, and literally everything in between. And clearly, we made the determination to go forward with this transaction. So obviously, we feel quite good about Acthar and the QuestCore business going forward.
Okay, and then on the barriers to generics, can you speak to that more specifically? I mean, how comfortable are you with the manufacturing barriers, and you know, what's your working assumption regarding potential generics, whether it's a 505(b)(2) or even an AB rated generic down the road?
Yeah, so David, as you know, in our business, we're quite familiar with complex manufacturing processes by the nature of what we do, highly regulated, highly specialized substances, compounds, and chemicals. It's essentially what Mallinckrodt is all about, and that's one of the reasons why we believe this particular transaction makes such sound strategic sense. During the course of our due diligence, we evaluated exactly the question that you're asking. And our sense is that Acthar has a significant durability in the marketplace. In fact, there's nothing like it in the marketplace, and we believe it'll be very difficult for this product to be replicated in any way from a generic perspective.
Okay, I'll jump back in the queue. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Chris Schott with J.P. Morgan.
Questions. Just had two here. First, can you just elaborate a little bit more on the kind of tax rate and tax synergies we can think about for QuestCore under Mallinckrodt's corporate structure? Because how quickly can you achieve those, and just how do we think about what this asset looks like in with an Irish structure? The second question was a bigger picture one. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on the biz dev and cash flow priorities of the companies going forward? We've now had two transactions in a fairly short period of time, and neither seems to have really significant integration requirements. I guess my question from here is, are you going to be still actively looking at deals shortly after this transaction? Is there a period of digestion? I guess, or just any reason to think we should see your pace of M&A slow down anytime soon? Thanks very much.
Thank you. And let me ask Matt to address the tax question, and then I'll come back and discuss the business development question.
Sure. Thank you, Mark. So I'd like to break the tax question down actually in three pieces just so that we're absolutely crystal clear on this call this morning. So as you think about the base Mallinckrodt business, what we've said all along is that our tax rate would go down over time and that it wouldn't be dramatic, but that it would drift down over time. And the evidence of that, as you've seen in our quarters post-spin and our guidance as well, you know, we came out above 30%, and our current guidance is 25 to 28%. So that's base Mallinckrodt. Then when we acquired Cadence, we said that was going to accelerate our ability to more rapidly reduce our tax rate. And so that was a next step, but it was not going to be as material as some of the larger transactions that we've seen in the industry over time by nature of the size of that business. Then you layer on what we've announced this morning with QuestCore, and the way we're thinking about it is QuestCore's tax rate is where, you know, Mallinckrodt was under Covidien in the low to mid-30s. And so we should see a pretty immediate benefit of roughly 10% decline by nature of bringing QuestCore in against their current tax rate. So this will all help us from a tax rate viewpoint, but again, it's going to glide path down with all of the advents of what I just walked you through. Before I turn the call back over to Mark, as it relates to your question around cash, I would strongly encourage you to look at the cash flow generating capabilities of QuestCore. It's pretty incredible what they offer, and so our focus here is really going to be on delevering in the coming months. But there is room within the combined cash flow profile for some modest BD&L. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mark.
Yeah, so let's talk about BD&L because you're absolutely correct. We have taken some significant moves here on the external development front to really develop a significantly enhanced specialty pharmaceutical platform. And if you recall, when we described the strategy for Mallinckrodt, we said that that's what the company was going to focus on, to drive growth by focusing on specialty pharmaceuticals. And we also said that we were going to do that both organically by developing some of our own products in our R&D pipeline. And we've brought a couple of those products to market now in PEMSED 2% as our TEMS-XR, both of which were just approved this calendar year. But we've also now taken, in the last two transactions with Cadence and now Questcor, an opportunity to further enhance our Spec Pharma growth platform. Cadence acquisition was designed to create a platform for growth in the hospital channel, and we entered that hospital channel through a pain asset that we know quite well, which is a IV acetaminophen. Acquisition of Questcor, this merger that we're just announcing, creates an even broader Spec Pharma platform, but one that's actually quite focused in highly specialized parts of the pharmaceutical industry, a couple of which we know quite well, including neurology and rheumatology. And so as we think now about business development going forward, we clearly have a blueprint or a pathway for additional assets that we're likely to acquire over time. One would clearly be to roll up assets in the hospital channel because we've built that platform and we can bring in additional assets without requiring any incremental SG&A. With the Questcor acquisition, we've now focused both our R&D activities and our future BD&L activities around some very specialized parts of the pharmaceutical industry, including therapeutic areas like neurology, rheumatology, nephrology, and pulmonology. And as Matt described, one of the beautiful things about this transaction is it enables us to very rapidly delever the company, so that will give us over time certainly the financial flexibility to bring on additional assets to further enhance our Spec Pharma portfolio.
And I would just add one more comment before we go on to the next caller, which is we view, as we close this transaction, kind of the high watermark of our net debt leverage of which we're going to chip away at as we move forward in coming months.
Thanks very much.
Our next question comes from Mario Corsa with Mizuho USA.
Good morning, and congratulations on the transaction. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about synergy and scale that you think would be there, I guess specifically in the rheumatology area where you have a relatively new and growing commercial presence. Also wondering on the international side what you think about the potential being there. Thanks very much.
Yeah, so let me take that question. In terms of scale, certainly this gives us significantly enhanced scale in some of the therapeutic specialty areas that I just described. Of course, we have a bit of a presence now in neurology and rheumatology with our pain franchise and also our spasticity product, Gablofen, but it's relatively modest. Clearly, with the addition of Questcor and Acthar, our scale and focus in those two therapeutic areas is significantly enhanced. However, in terms of synergy, much like the situation with the Cadence acquisition, this transaction is less about synergies, and it's more about building growth platforms for the business. So while there will clearly be significant tax synergies as a result of this transaction and some G&A synergies over time, the real objective of this was to build out this growth opportunity and a platform for future development of the portfolio longer term. That includes the international marketplace as well. As you, I'm sure, are aware, Mallinckrodt does have an international footprint. We operate and sell our products currently in about 70 countries worldwide. At this point, Acthar is primarily a U.S. asset, and Synacthen is a relatively small asset that is sold in some markets around the world. Clearly, by bringing the two companies together, Mallinckrodt's global footprint, as well as the product portfolio of Questcor being Acthar and Synacthen, gives us the opportunity now to consider certain select markets internationally where we can introduce those products and provide additional avenues of growth.
Our next question comes from Chris Caponetti with Morgan Stanley.
Thank you for taking my questions, and my congratulations on this financially compelling transaction. I have three for you guys. First, Matt, you mentioned something about your ability to lower QuestCore's tax rate by about 10 percentage points. Does that include the interest tax shield on the new debt you're raising? And then I think after Cadence, you had been discussing pro forma leverage, something in the high 4x. How should we think about leverage pro forma for QuestCore? How much is it going to delever the balance sheet? And then finally, I'm sorry if I missed this, but what interest rate or range of rates should we be assuming for the new debt? Thank you.
Sure. So thank you for the question. So as it relates to the tax rate, I was specifically referring to QuestCore coming into the fold. So we will realize an immediate benefit in the tax rate as they come in, as they're rolled up into Mallinckrodt's Irish domicile tax structure, and there would be further benefit as it relates to the debt when we bring that on. As it relates to leverage, as I said earlier, we will be at our high watermark as we close this transaction from a net debt leverage perspective. We are seeing strong cash flow coming out of our business, and so our goal here on the debt that we will be going out and acquiring, we will use some of our cash off our balance sheet to further minimize the interest expense. By nature of the debt that we're looking at taking on, a secured term loan facility in particular, we'll see the interest rate expense being higher than what we were able to do with both Cadence as well as the debt that we got prior to spin. But our goal here is to pay down that high interest debt as quickly as possible. And so our goal is not to exceed a net debt leverage of 5 as we move forward, and to use the cash to pay down debt as quickly as possible.
Great, thank you. And then just a quick follow-up. How competitive was the process for QuestCore? Any color there?
Yeah, perhaps Don's the best position to answer that question.
Well, I think it's best left that we not really discuss any of the details here of what happened. You'll have to wait for the proxy.
Got it. Thanks very much for the questions.
Our next question comes from Douglas Tessa with Barclays.
Good morning. You know, Mark, just perhaps as a follow-up, when we think about, you know, how should we think about this sort of transaction in terms of positioning the company from a sort of channel or sort of therapeutic focus right now? I mean, obviously with, you know, Cadence, you sort of really expanded your hospital channel presence, and it seemed like that was an area of focus for you, and now we're sort of moving into a new area. So how are you thinking about both sort of organic product development as well as sort of further business development in terms of, you know, sort of areas of focus for Mallinckrodt?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. You know, the way I would think about this is just as I described before. What we've been all about here is creating this dynamic specialty pharmaceutical business that has the breadth and depth to drive growth and profitability in some of the parts of the market where we will have a sustainable competitive advantage, and the marketplace itself is fairly complex and highly specialized. And that, we believe, is appropriate in the hospital, given the assets or the asset acquisition that we did with Cadence. And it's also quite similar here to what we're doing with QuestCore. This actually enables us to really focus. And if you recall, 6 months ago or so, we were talking about looking for natural adjacencies to our pain business and our specialty generic business that's focused on opioid-based pain products. I think we clearly did that by focusing initially on pain in the hospital, but opening up that channel. Here now we're clearly giving a very, I think, distinct direction to where we're going to head from both a BD&L and an R&D perspective, and that is to focus on some very specialized therapeutic areas, and we listed some of those, including rheumatology, neurology, now nephrology and pulmonology. And really, QuestCore and Acthar gives us a nice base a solid foundation upon which to build that focus. So as we look at either business development going forward or R&D, we now have the platforms across our pain franchise and our therapeutic area immunology franchise that Questcor and Actar brings to really focus our activities going forward into those highly specialized areas.
Okay, great. And then just as a follow-up, obviously, Mark, you know, for Mallinckrodt, the business development focus has been now for the most almost exclusively on acquiring companies. You know, to what extent is that going to continue to be the sort of priority, or, you know, or are you looking for in-licensing and product acquisition opportunities as well?
Well, certainly we're going to look at all opportunities going forward and capture those that are going to deliver the greatest value to shareholders that are going to be complementary now with the platforms that we've built. So we wouldn't rule out any type of transaction style, if you will, whether it's acquisition of companies, licenses, or the acquisition of development assets.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Our next question comes from David Buck with Buckingham Research.
A couple of quick ones. First, on the review of the merger, my understanding on Synactin, and it may be incorrect, but my understanding was that it did not undergo FTC review, that it was below the HSR limit previously. Would you expect that to be reviewed more closely as part of this transaction review in the U.S.? And then separately, can you talk a little bit about what kind of feelers you've had or due diligence you've had in terms of companies working on AB-rated generics for Actar? And just one final one for Don. Can you talk a little bit about what you've said in terms of growth for this year? Mark, you talked about double-digit growth for Actar, but there's about a 33% growth rate for this year from consensus and about 14% for next year. So I was just curious where there's a difference in opinion. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, David. I'm going to ask Steve Cart, who's on the line, to take the first couple of questions, then we'll turn it back to Don for the last one.
Sure, Mark. So I believe that the question was regarding Synactin, and would you mind repeating that question?
Sure. When the drug was licensed from Novartis, my understanding was that the transaction size did not meet HSR requirements, so it was not reviewed. Was that the case, and would you expect a more full review as part of the merger?
That was the case, and I probably won't want to comment on the other aspect of it.
I think that's a legal question. Obviously, this is Don. Obviously, this transaction is of a size that's going to require HSR review, but don't know why the two would be tied together.
And then, Don, I think David had an additional question on Actar growth rate.
Growth.
Yep.
Yeah, so we historically have not provided any guidance, you have to go pretty much from the trajectories of what you've seen in the past. Questcor has seen significant growth because of Actar's growth. In the last year, I think our sales grew about 60%. Actar saw significant growth in rheumatology. When you look at the market penetration for Actar, it's very low. We have about 8,000 or 9,000 prescriptions a year, and we're probably looking at a total market that's just for the Actar subsegments of these markets where Actar is promoted of well over 250,000 patients. So clearly that's a very low penetration rate, and especially in rheumatology where we've only been in that market for a year. I don't think we'll be able to give you specific numbers, but Steve, maybe you could provide a little bit of color on some of the four key markets for Actar and what you see as far as their relative maturity and growth prospects.
Yeah, sure, Don. So the key markets for us are infantile spasms, which of course is kind of the historical use of the drug over the last several decades. I would say that's a fairly mature market. We probably won't see much growth over time in IS. In MS relapse, which is an area we began to actively promote in 2008, it's one of our more mature markets. We would expect to see modest growth over time. We had some pretty sizable growth over the first 2 to 3 years, so we're in more of a modest growth phase with MS relapse. In nephrotic syndrome, which is currently our largest market, we're also in a fairly modest growth phase there as well. One of our newest areas is in rheumatological conditions, where we have several indications, dermatomyositis, polymyositis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. So we have a nice list of rheumatological indications in that area. And we began the promotional effort there in early 2013, and we're continuing to see very strong growth in rheumatology. So we expect that that will be a growth driver for us for some time to come. We've recently begun a pilot or test selling effort in pulmonology, which is our newest area, for an indication known as symptomatic sarcoidosis. It's largely a pulmonology condition. And this pilot effort has been underway for about 3 months now. And so we're seeing some good early positive results there. Prescribing is happening, and we're seeing prescriptions being shipped and getting positive feedback from doctors at this early point. But it's still very early, but the results so far are encouraging there. So those are really our key areas of activity for Acthar.
Our next question comes from Sumant Kulkarni with Bank of America.
Thanks for taking my questions. I have a couple, and I'll ask both of them up front. The first one is, we know that there are all kinds of complications in potentially genericizing this product, but from a financial standpoint, Matt, how are you thinking about the duration of this asset for your planning purposes? And the second one is, we know that there are some percentage of asset-based restrictions on potentially divesting your arguably non-core imaging business. Could you remind us what those restrictions are and how would those change with this transaction as a percentage of assets?
Sure. So from a financial duration of the asset, as Mark mentioned earlier, we did extensive due diligence as to what the competitive landscape is out there in the marketplace. And so we do think that this is a durable product as we move forward into the future. As it relates to divesting non-core assets within the base Mallinckrodt business, the limitation that we have is really in the tax matters agreement with Covidien is related to the asset structure that we had at the time of spin, in late June, early July of last year. And so that doesn't change. That asset base does not change. So what we've said is that we can look at divestitures, but we do have that limitation that we need to make sure we take into consideration. As far as adding in assets such as Cadence and QuestCore, there are very limited restrictions, if really no restrictions for us really to do what we need to do to build out the business. As it relates to the financials, I really do think that the tax benefits that I mentioned earlier, the fact that we're going to roll QuestCore into our current tax structure and see that improvement in our underlying tax structure, that I would say is very durable. And clearly the enhanced cash flow profile and the improved profitability certainly also helps us as we move forward into the future. So if we do see some competition, obviously the amount of cash that we'll have will certainly enable us to maneuver from a business viewpoint well into the future.
Thanks.
This concludes the question and answer portion of today's conference. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mark and Don for closing remarks.
Thanks, operator. Before I close the call, Don, would you like to make some closing comments?
Thanks, Mark. I'd like to take just a moment to once more express my deep appreciation and admiration for QuestCore employees and the work they've done to bring us to where we are today. This is a great deal for both companies, and all Questcor and Mallinckrodt shareholders. I'm excited about the opportunities ahead of us. Mark?
Thanks, Don, and thanks to all of you for joining us today on such short notice and for your questions. As a reminder, materials concerning today's announcement and a replay of this call will be available on the Investor Relations section of the Mallinckrodt website. As I said at the beginning of the call, today is an exciting day for both Mallinckrodt and Questcor. Upon the successful close of this transaction, Don and I both believe that by coming together, our new combined company will be a stronger whole with a breadth of portfolio and channel coverage that would have been much more difficult and time-consuming for either firm to achieve on its own. The combination of Mallinckrodt and Questcor will create a significant and sustainable global platform for future revenue and earnings growth. At the same time, it will also capitalize on the new Mallinckrodt's foundation of hard-to-manufacture products with a favorable tax structure. In short, the merger of Questcor into Mallinckrodt makes enormous strategic sense and should produce substantial value for our shareholders, employees, and customers, as well as the patient populations we aim to serve. And combined with the Cadence transaction that we closed in March, this represents another major step forward for Mallinckrodt in achieving our goal of becoming a top-tier specialty pharmaceutical company while providing us the financial capacity for continued growth. Thanks for your interest in Mallinckrodt and Questcor and for joining us on today's call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's presentation. You may now disconnect and have a wonderful day.